I almost feel like our readings today are an advertisement for a resort. Think about it. You hear this first reading where it talks about a feast of rich food and choice wine, juicy, rich food and pure choice wines. Now, that definitely sounds like a restaurant advertisement, and if there was a restaurant that delivered on that and had good service and everything, people would flock to it. People would go, you know, if it was good food and good wine and good service and the prices were reasonable, people would flock to that restaurant. They'd have waiting lines out the door and down the street to eat at this restaurant. St. Paul talks about how the Lord will give us everything we need. Again, if you added that description of that restaurant to a resort that anticipated all your needs and again was affordable and people couldn't wait to get in there. They absolutely couldn't wait. You know, there'd be a waiting list, miles long, to stay at this resort by these descriptions. We've had an invitation to that. We've had an invitation to this feast. We've received an invitation to that place of rest that everything will be prepared for us. Question is, how do we answer that request, that invitation? Now, of course, this invitation is to the kingdom of heaven. That's where this feast is located. It's the heavenly banquet that we will be part of for all eternity. This resort, this place where all our needs will be met, is the kingdom of heaven. It's heaven where we won't have to worry about the things of the world anymore. It's been prepared for us for all eternity. And we not just do we get to receive it through all eternity, we get to share with it here on earth in the Eucharist. When we receive our Lord, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist, we share in that heavenly banquet. So why aren't we flocking to it? Why aren't we having to line people out the doors every Mass? Because maybe we don't understand and recognize what we have. We can very easily fall into the same traps that we see in the gospel of how people responded to the wedding feast. You know, this king prepared this wedding feast and how people responded to him. We can respond to the invitation that we have received from our Lord. The invitation that we have received to this heavenly banquet. The invitation we have received to enter into the kingdom of heaven. We can respond, first of all, by refusing. And so many do. They just refuse to even think about it. They don't worry about eternal life. They don't worry about the kingdom of heaven. They don't worry about spirituality. They just kind of go about their lives. Anything beyond here and now really doesn't matter to them. And so they're refusing to even listen to the invitation. Well, the next thing we can do, and I think this is very common among Christians, is we've heard the invitation. We know the invitation. We are Christians. We've been baptized. We've received the other sacraments. But we ignore it. We ignore that invitation to enter into the kingdom of heaven, to enter into that heavenly feast, because we go our different ways. We've heard it, but then we go and we live our lives. We go to our jobs. We go to our recreations. We go about our business like those invited to the wedding feast did. It says they went about their business. Third of all, we can attack it. We can actually actively attack the invitation. And that's something you'll hear people say, don't you talk to me about that religion. I don't want to hear about that religion. I don't want to hear about the Catholic Church. I don't want to hear about the faith. I don't want to hear, I don't want to, I don't want to. We get people that do that all the time. And usually that means there's something inside them that is troubling them, by the way. When people do that, when they say, I don't want to talk about that faith, is because they know they're living a life that is contrary to it. It's an attack on that invitation to enter into that wedding feast. And then there's a fourth thing we can do, and of course we do this every week and we come to Mass. We show up for the banquet. We come. We hear the invitation and we respond by coming to it. But is that enough? Is that enough just to be here for Mass? Our Lord says it's not. Because there was one person there who showed up. He came ready to eat. But he wasn't prepared. He didn't dress for it. He He didn't get himself ready for the banquet. And we can do that as well when we come here to Mass, but we don't take the time to prepare ourselves. When we don't take the time to ensure that we are in the state of grace, that we don't have mortal sin on our souls that we haven't confessed. And so on. So how do we prepare for this banquet? How do we do that? How do we make sure that when we come here for the heavenly wedding banquet, when we come here to enter into the kingdom of heaven at Mass, we're ready to go? Well, this actually ties in very well to what we celebrated on Friday. For those of you who went to the Drinking of the Spirit, you know what I'm talking about. On Friday, we celebrated the 100th anniversary of the final apparition of Our Lady at Fatima, Portugal. She had appeared to these three children, and they really were children, 9, 7, and 6, from May to October. Every month, she appeared to them. And on October 13th, 1917, was the final appearance of Our Lady, and probably one of the most dramatic appearances of Our Lady, because we also have the miracle of the sun, where the sun actually looked like it was falling onto the people that were there during this apparition. Well, throughout these images of Our Lady to these children in Fatima, she called them and us to three things. Three things that we are called to do in our lives every day. The first element, of course, is prayer. So important. If we are to prepare ourselves for the kingdom of heaven, we must be praying now. And she said, especially the rosary. Especially the rosary. That we are to pray the rosary for peace. That the rosary is, if you will, the weapon that can lead to peace. Sister Lucia, who was the oldest of the children, said, "There is no problem, I tell you, no matter how difficult it is, that we cannot solve by the prayer of the Holy Rosary." There is nothing in our lives that cannot be solved by the rosary. And Our Lady encouraged the children, said they must pray the rosary daily for peace. So we must pray the rosary daily for peace. So prayer is the first step, especially the rosary. The second step is to repent from our sins, is to recognize the sins in our lives and to turn to our Lord and to repent from that. One of the things that happened during these apparitions is the children got a brief vision of hell, brief vision of where the condemned souls went. And what they saw was a great lake of fire. You know, imagine Nelson Reservoir, but it's all fire. That's what they saw. And inside of that fire, they saw the souls who were blackened. And they kept almost like they were in currents through the fire, but never being burned up. Going in and out of the fire, and up and down through the fire. And they saw the demons, the fallen angels, doing the same thing for all eternity. Terrifying. And again, these were little children. And they saw this image, and they recognized immediately what they were seeing. We need to repent from our sins so we don't end up there. It's that simple. We need to recognize our sinfulness and repent from it. And then third of all, we also need to do reparation for sins. This is different from repenting from our sins. Repenting for our sins is recognizing our sinfulness and asking God for forgiveness, turning back to Him. Reparation for sins is performing acts of sacrifice for the sinfulness of all humanity. Our own sinfulness, our own sins, and the sins of the whole world. The Divine Mercy Chaplet uses this, where we pray for the reparation of sins for the whole world. We need to be doing these acts of sacrifice, sacrificing things not just for our own good, but for the whole world. For all the sins of the world. If we do this, we will be preparing ourselves for the kingdom of heaven. If we take this message of the Fatima apparitions seriously, we will be preparing ourselves for the kingdom of heaven. So may we truly prepare ourselves for that great feast that we have been invited to. May we truly prepare ourselves for that rest, that kingdom of heaven that is being prepared for us for all eternity, so that we might enter and might be there with our Lord for all eternity, and that the whole world might be saved.